This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Martha Montelongo Garcia. Date of birth, February the 23rd, 1969. Case ID number is 7339847. Date of exam, March the 19th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 8/14/2023. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left amputated toe, comma, hypertension, comma, and diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was December the 25th, 2022, where she worked as a cook for 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her son and his family. She is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, left amputated toe. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy. History of allegations. Number one, left amputated toe. The claimant states that on December the 27th, 2022, she was diagnosed with left gangrenous toe infection of the left foot, and x-rays confirmed that she had a osteomyelitis of the left small toe. She went on to have an amputation of the left pinky toe on February the 11th, 2023. She has also had injections of her heel secondary to plantar fasciitis. The claimant suffers also from bilateral hand claw secondary to ulnar neuropathy and possibly medium nerve neuropathy as well. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to climb stairs or squat at this time. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Christopher Scoffin. She is presently on gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, for pain, which does not give her any relief. Her physical activities include doing light housework. The claimant states that she also suffers from osteoarthritis. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, but not doing any other exercise at all. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having severe occipital headaches with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD and losartan potassium 25 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 149 over 97 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant has not been taking her medications secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, weight loss, and generalized weakness. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet with numbness and tingliness. She does not check her blood glucose and states that the last time it was checked, it was 300 milligrams /DL, which was a month ago. She is presently not taking any medications for her diabetes at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 12.5%, which is very high, and she appears to be poorly controlled. She was placed on Janumet 50 milligrams /1,000 milligrams BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Traceba 31 units sub-Q QD, but as noted earlier, is not taking any of these medications at this time. Number four, left ulnar damage. The claimant states that in 2021, she sustained left ulnar nerve damage with decreased function of digits 3, 4, and 5 of the left hands with osteoarthritis. She states that now she's having problems with her right upper extremity as well. No surgeries have been performed or other tests for this condition. She does appear to have bilateral claws and is unable to make a full closed fist, pinch, or opposed fingers at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 63 from cancer of the prostate. The mother died at the age of 63 from complications of diabetes mellitus. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, Plavix 75 milligrams QD, Janumet 50 milligrams /1,000 milligrams BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Traceba 31 units sub-Q QD, Gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, Atorvastatin calcium 20 milligrams QD, Losartan potassium 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Amputated left small pinky toe secondary to ganglion and osteomyelitis. Performed on February the 11th, 2023. Hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, bilateral ulnar nerve damage, especially of the left upper extremity, sepsis in 2014, right breast biopsy in February of 2024, which resulted in an abscess formation. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 34 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 134 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 and 3/4 inches tall. BP 149 over 97 mmHg. Heart rate 83 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 98%. BMI 22.5. General. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H, E, and T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderas was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has lost multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round, reactive to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, as well as confrontational visual fields appeared to be grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet distance. Corrected, the claimant did not present with glasses. OS, uncorrected, is 20 over 40. Pinhole is 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 40. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant had a left small toe amputation, which appears to be clean, and there is a 2-centimeter surgical scar, which also appears to be intact with no signs of infection. The claimant also has bilateral claw hands secondary to neuropathy with signs of also of osteoarthritis of her fingers. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. The claimant appears to have abnormal extraocular movements. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the rhombus sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of all four limbs. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for the hands where the claimant has a neuropathy of both hands, especially of the ulnar on the left side, and appears to have claw-like hands. She is unable to oppose fingers, pinch, or make a full closed fist. She also appears to have osteoarthritis of all the joints of the hands. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were not grossly intact, especially for 3, 4, and 6. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. For feet, hands, and arms, there is some evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of all four extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. The claimant has a grip of plus 3 over 5 and is unable to oppose fingers, pinch, or make a full closed fist, secondary to a claw-like stance of her hands from neurological damage. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle light objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of her left upper extremity, secondary to ulnar damage, and of her hands. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and decreased vision. Probable diagnosis is amputated toe of the small left pinky. Dash confirmed with physical examination, appears to be well healed and cleaned. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension. She has been given medications for her condition but lacks funds to buy the medication. Her blood pressure at this visit was borderline high at 149 over 97 mmHg. Number 3, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, not being treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 12.5%, and she has had a recent episode of sepsis, secondary to not taking her medications and noncompliance. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Martha Montelongo Garcia.